So far, the numbers of people affected and displaced by the passage of Typhoon Haiyan across the Philippines remain fluid as new reports continue to reach central authorities. That's what Jens Larke, spokesperson for the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, told reporters in Geneva on Tuesday as he presented a map depicting the worst-hit areas.
It's a humanitarian snapshot which shows displacement figures, a number of affected people across the area. As of today, we're still talking about, these are government figures, 13 million people affected, 4 million people displaced, the vast majority of them in the western Visayas and eastern Visayas.
Of the 4 million displaced, over 300,000 are living in evacuation centers. Furthermore, 1.1 million homes were either damaged or completely destroyed during the storm, according to the government of the Philippines Department of Social Welfare and Development. Shortly after the typhoon hit on November 8, people started leaving by sea and air. Cargo flights delivering aid to the hardest hit areas were carrying survivors back to safe land. Therefore, the actual figures of people displaced is just an estimate, warns Adrian Edwards of the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR.
Starting tomorrow, UNHCR and its partners in the protection cluster will set up a designated area at the airport in Tacloban to collect information on these displaced people, including their destinations, vulnerabilities, and to try and ensure assistance on arrival and to prevent trafficking.
Not only are people displaced, but some are sleeping outdoors, as witnessed by Dan Toole of UNICEF. He spoke via video from a town called Tanauan, 15 kilometers south of the city of Tacloban, where the destruction was massive.
More than 50,000 people in Tanauan town living outside or in the remains of their homes. Assistance is arriving. I could see government and church assistance, food in particular, being distributed. And Filipinos are starting to rebuild and clear and grateful for all the help.
Clearing the debris and distributing shelter material is one of the priorities of Tanauan's Department of Social Welfare, Toole said. The situation was still very much serious, he concluded. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.